there was a retreat for wives. And the retreat master asked the wives in attendance to send a message of gratitude to their husbands via text. And here are some of the husbands. Are you sick? Do you need anything? Can you repeat your message, please? The best one was the last. The husband said, "Who you?" The contraction of the words, "Who are you?" Why did that happen? Two reasons. One, sometimes people are not used of receiving gratitude. Second, sometimes we are not also used of giving thanks, extending gratitude to others. Today in our gospel, in Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 19, Jesus is teaching us to be grateful and not to take for granted gratitude. There were 10 lepers. Out of the 10, only one came back. On top of it, a foreigner, a Samaritan. He was a Samaritan. He was not even a Jew. If you examine scriptures, you will know that he should not actually, he is not obliged to go and to be seen by a priest. Why? Because he was not a Jew. He was not expelled from the community. Only the Jews, when you contract leprosy, the community, the priest, declares you as unclean and drives you away from the community. But they will be nine were Jews. They were going to their priests so that they will be declared clean and can go back to the community. But this guy is not even a Jew. Came back to the Lord. Verse 15, fell down at the feet of Jesus and gave thanks. When we are too focused on the things that are missing in our life, we miss the blessings. The blessings. Three lessons that we can learn. One, there are many reasons to be grateful, to be thankful. If you can say great, if you are grateful for all, for everything and everyone in your life, you are blessed. If you can say, "Thank you, Lord, for all the things that God has given you and continues to give you," you are blessed. You are blessed. You are like that Samaritan who came back and said, "Thank you, Lord." But do you know how to be a grateful heart? How to have a grateful heart? The answer is in the gospel. The last verse of our gospel. Verse 19 of Luke chapter 17. "Go! Your faith has saved you." Because of the faith of this act in Jesus, he came back and said, "Thank you. Thank you." Yesterday, our last Friday, we had our small Christian community. And one of our members shared a very wonderful thing, and it really touched me. And he said, do you know that there are thousands of things that are right in our life? When you wake up, first thing in the morning, when you wake up, there's at least 1,000 reasons, 1,000 things that was right. And because of that, you're able to wake up in the morning. When a baby is born, there are at least 1,000 things that is right for that delivery to be a successful delivery. At least 1,000. And that is why there are so many reasons to be grateful. To celebrate this Mass, we have at least to thank 30 individual persons in our community. Our ushers, our greeters, our sacristan who comes here an hour before to prepare all the things for Mass, our choir, Mickey here, who does the schedule for our liturgical ministers, our altar server, Delaney, and during communion, we have at least 12 or 11 Eucharistic ministers. Can you imagine those people behind them of thanksgiving? Just to make this celebration really a celebration of thanksgiving. And many times we don't realize that. We don't realize that. Many of us just come here and participate. But it takes a lot just to have a good celebration. And that is why always be thankful. There could be things that will go wrong. In the first reading in the book of Kings, chapter 2, verse 2nd book of Kings, chapter 5, verse 17. Here comes Naaman, an army leader who has leprosy, just like the 10 guys in our gospel. And he went to many doctors from his own country, giving him so many advices. And not one of those advices healed him. He had to go to Palestine and meet the prophet Elisha. And Elisha, as simple as, go wash yourself in the river of Jordan. He was actually arguing, are there not better rivers in my country? Why would I wash myself in Jordan? It's murky. It's dirty. But he believed. And washed himself there and was cleansed. And he said in that last verse, I will no longer worship other God except the Lord. That is gratitude. That is thanksgiving. Second point, receiving with gratitude. How do you receive with gratitude? There is a indigenous community, Philippines, the Mangyan community. It's an indigenous community, and yet we in the civilized world can learn so many things from them. Every time they receive a gift, they don't grab the gift from the person who is giving the gift. They simply hold their hands open and receive the gift. And afterwards, say a sincere thank you and a grateful smile. This is also probably the best way to remind everyone. Every time you receive Jesus, the Eucharist, God wants to share His Son. Receive it. Don't grab Jesus. The proper way is Jesus, God wants His Son to be received. And when you receive something, receive it with open arms, open hands, in humility. Of course, don't say, when I tell you, body of Christ, thank you. Because some would say, body of Christ, thank you, Father. Amen. Yes, Lord, I believe that this is the body of Christ. Receive it. You're receiving the body of Christ. What's your response? Amen. I believe that this is the body of Christ. And I'm thankful. And we go back to our seats, kneel down, or just sit in silence, thanking God for that few seconds while the choir is singing, leading us into glorifying God. That's how we receive with gratitude. Gratitude. Last point, your blessings. Count your blessings. Count your blessings. For us who have received healing, forgiveness, deliverance, and even prosperity from God, don't forget to say thank you. And be like the 10th guy in our gospel who went to Jesus, kneeled down at Jesus, and said, thank you. Thank you. Do you know the mathematics of life? Do you know the mathematics of life? I'll tell you. The mathematics of life is not the multiplication of wealth, but the division of labor, the subtraction of greed, and the addition of humility. Humility. If you practice the mathematics of life, I guarantee you, you will be a grateful person. Our prayer is very simple. Lord, help us to be grateful and joyful persons.